Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Stranger Waves. Took a little bit of a hiatus, was on vacation back in Florida. We're back in full swing, at least for the next couple weeks before the schedule inevitably changes, and then we'll have to update everybody on when the new time is. You just heard Love's Gonna Live Here by Daniel Donato. It's, of course, a cover of the Buck Owens song, and I really like his version of it, and hoping to see him play it in February when I catch him in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And, Daniel puts on a really good show, so if he's ever in your neck of the woods, highly recommend going to check him out. Up next, got some Modern Lovers, Jonathan Richman. This is Modern World. I hope you enjoy.
Share the modern world with me. Cause I'm in love with the USA now. I'm in love with the modern world now. Put down the cigarette and drop out of BU. Alright. That's right. Well, out in the afternoon, out in the arid plain, we'll share a modern love under suburban rain. Well, out on Route 9,
like a true girl. The modern world is not so bad, not like the students say. In fact, I'd be in heaven if you'd share the modern world with me.
Modern Lovers, Modern World. I think pretty easily the Boston band, if I had to pick one. I mean, very other few songs are encouraging you to drop out of BU, but I love it. So yeah, today I guess we got a nice mix. Some old favorites you guys are used to hearing, and then some bands that I don't play on here as much as I should. Been a while since I played a Stevie Wonder song, and saw this come up on Instagram. One of the pages that I follow was posting about it. Forgot how much I love this track, so I thought I would throw it in today. This is For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you. Deserve me, I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, they love me.
We'll be right back. me stand next to your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
So you just heard Fire by Jimi Hendrix, and before that, For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder. A couple of fun songs. I recently rediscovered Fire by way of Phish. They play it as an encore pretty frequently. It's really fun, and that kind of got me going back and just listening to Hendrix's catalog again. Forgot how good Are You Experienced and Electric Ladyland really are. I was always bigger on Axis, Bold of Love when I was younger and kind of listening to that more. But yeah. Crosstown Traffic in particular, which I'm definitely going to play in the next couple weeks, was one that stuck out as being phenomenal. I hadn't heard that song in a long time. So yeah, Fire by Jimi Hendrix. Got one of my favorite older country tunes up next from Gary Stewart. This is a fun one. It's called She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles. Enjoy.
I've seen men look at her before. I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger. I poured myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. Doubles. I know what she plans to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like tiny bubbles. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. She's acting single,
She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles by Gary Stewart. I'm going to play some Bob Weir now from the New Year's Eve run that I was lucky enough to attend all three nights of. Before we get into that, though, Dead Ahead is going on right now in Mexico, which I think formerly was called Playing in the Sand back when it was a Dead & Company event, but now since apparently Dead & Company is no longer a thing, Dead Ahead is the new name they're running with. So it's the same lineup, minus John Mayer, and plus a bunch of special guests, most notably Susan Trucks, Derek Trucks, and the reason I would have gone, Sturgill Simpson. I am unbelievably jealous of everybody there getting to see Sturgill play with Bobby and everybody else. I'm sure it's a lot of fun. And the set list from last night looked crazy, but for some reason, Nugs is not streaming the shows. I haven't been able to find a soundboard quite yet, but second I'm able to listen to that, I'll bring some of it on the air because I'm sure it's great. Sturgill Simpson playing Truckin' just sounds like a little too much fun. But back to Bob Weir. So three nights, the Broward Center of Performing Arts in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It was a lot of fun. The crowd was, I think, really good, better than most other shows, except for night two, but I'm not gonna talk about that. This venue was really nice. The staff was great, and the music was out of this world. Super fun 3 days of music. The last night in particular, they played three sets. The third set happening at midnight and then going for about an hour afterwards, which was a lot of fun. Great way to ring in the new year. This is actually from the second day. This is a Bobby song that I love, and I thought that he did an amazing job of playing this night. So this is a Greatest Story Ever Told from December 30th, 2023. Fort Lauderdale. Enjoy.
Bye.
story ever told. December 30th, 2023. Bobby Weir and the Wolf Bros. It's a really fun set of shows. I was most excited at New Year's when they played Sugar Magnolia, because I love the Winterland 1978 New Year's show. It's like one of my favorite Dead concerts, and they, of course, opened that concert with Sugar Magnolia and closed it with Sunshine Daydream way later down the line. Did something similar with the Wolf Bros, and it was really cool. And yeah, I don't know. I never thought I was going to get to see a Grateful Dead offshoot New Year's Eve show, but I'm really happy it worked out. And definitely the Wolf Bros, I every Wolf Bros show I go to, I like them more and more. So I'm hoping they stick around for a little bit. I'm going to play a little PSA, and then we're going to get into some more music. So just stick around.
I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Thank you, Willie. Missed hearing that PSA every week. All right, got some... Got a band on here that I've definitely never played before. It's Cleaners from Venus, which, of course, pretty famously got its start by Mail Order Tapes. So, pretty lo-fi. It's a little out there, but I really like it. This is Quarter of Dreams from the record Midnight Cleaners. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Corridor of Dreams, Cleaners from Venus. I love the horns in that song. And I love the production and just how lo-fi it sounds and everything. It's great. Got some Zappa up next. Still been kind of on that Zappa and Mother's kick that started a couple months ago. Hasn't really stopped. It's actually, I continue to just love what I'm hearing more and more. So you're gonna be hearing a lot more Zappa on the show. This is one of my favorites from a kind of, I guess, so this album comes out after Hot Rats, doesn't get nearly as much attention as Hot Rats, but I really like it, and this is probably my favorite song from that record. This is It Just Might Be a One-Shot Deal. Enjoy.
Bag for you, rent.
A
All right, we're going to go run into some fish. This is First Tube from July 8th, 2000. Enjoy. Thank you. First tube, Fish. July 8th, 2000, Alpine Valley, Wisconsin. Love it. Love First Tube. It's one of my favorite Fish songs. Been meaning to play that on the show for a while, so I'm happy I was able to fit that in. I have significantly more time than I realized that I was going to, because I'm sure you know, usually I'm playing longer stuff on this show, but a lot of shorter tracks today, so gonna have to call a couple audibles in a second here. But I got one of my favorite country western albums on vinyl finally, Marty Robbins' Gunfighter Ballads and Train Songs, and of course I have to play El Paso, so that's what's gonna happen next. I was between that and the Master's Call, but I mean, El Paso is a little too iconic for me to pass it up. So yeah, here's El Paso by Marty Robbins and not the Grateful Dead.
One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.
Sorry about that. Loves to skip. Here it is from the beginning. El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless, everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle,
I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for,
one little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
El Paso, Marty Robbins. I love that song. I love the Dead's version, but I love Marty's just as much. It's a... That's an all-time country song right there. I got some Sturgill Simpson up for you next, and then I got one more song after that, and then unfortunately my time is up for today, but I'll be back same time next week, same slot. Here is from Sturgill's Bluegrass album. This is Life Ain't Fair and the World Is Mean. Enjoy.
Well, that label man said, son, now can you sing a little bit more clear? Said your voice might be too genuine, your song's a little too sincere. Can you sing a little more about outlaws and the way things used to be? Told me you just worry about writing them songs, leave everything else to me. Well, my daddy was a highwayman, but he never wrote any old country songs. Papa never stayed out of raising hell with the Hag of Jones. But it raised a proud coal miner's daughter, and I'm proud to be her son. She told me, boy, I don't care if you hit it big, because you're already number one, and that's the way it goes.
The way it goes.
This day and age.
Day and age.
Well, you ain't got to read between the lines, you just got to turn the page.
Turn the page.
Well, the most outlaw thing ever done, give a good woman a ring, and that's the way it goes.
Life ain't fair and the world is mean.
This stage is where it goes.
Where it goes.
This day and age.
Day and age.
Well, you ain't got to read between the lines. Now you just got to turn the page.
Turn the page.
Well, the most outlaw thing ever done, give a good woman a ring. And that's the way it goes.
Life ain't fair and the world is mean.
That's the way it goes.
Life ain't fair and the world is mean.
All right. Sturgill Simpson, Life Ain't Fair and the World Is Mean. That song is originally from his first record, but re-recorded on this bluegrass album, Cuttin' Grass, which I and a lot of other people seem to love. So, got one more song for you, and then I'm going to have to go for the rest of the day. I got some Jerry Jeff Walker up next. A little bit of country to end us off. I feel like we're sticking with the theme. And yeah, this is Getting By off of his live record, Viva Terra Lingua. This is a classic, so enjoy. Getting By. Jerry Jeff Walker.
Ah, buckaroos. Scamp Walker time again. Yeah, I'm trying to slide one by you once more. Don't matter how you do it. They say, just do it like you know it. And I've been down this road once or twice before. Record time again, and I could see my mate then pacing the floor. Oh, Mike, don't you worry, something's bound to come out. Besides, we've been down this road once before. Thank you. it's not really a monster track, Mike. I mean, she is too. Been busted, I'll probably get busted some more. But I'll catch it all later. Can't let them stop me now. I've been down this road once or twice.
All right, some Jerry Jeff Walker to close us out. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back next week, same time. So hope to see you then. And yeah, this has been Harrison on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening to Stranger Waves.
Was happy, it never made takes me long.